This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Program Jennifer off in this hour. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen as well. And all of you along, taking it easy as we're into the summertime, summertime. Recently, somebody who is a friend I hadn't heard from for 40 years contacted me on Facebook and asked how I was doing. And I said, really great, thanks. How are you doing? He said, I'm just taking it easy for the next 8 years until I retire. I thought to myself, what a horrible way to live your life. Unbelievable. I've been paying more attention. I'm more curmudgeon-y, as Victoria can tell you, and Kara, about Facebook, because they made it very difficult to maneuver around, because I have three or four different pages that I supposedly, what do they call them, administrator? I'm an administrator, three or four different pages. I can't get them coordinated like I used to.
Still a mess?
Yeah, still a mess. Mm. So I was, I made a comment. There was a post on why we are still in Afghanistan on Facebook. The fact that we have our soldiers there protecting the Taliban, the poppy fields, and the opium and stuff, it just, for me, it's insanity and has always been since, we had the whole fiasco about where was bin Laden, and why don't we go get him, and then we went to Iraq, and all that nonsense. So somebody, there's a Facebook group called Cranky Old Men. Guy suggested that I should join. And I thought of Victoria and Captain Curmudgeon. There isn't a Captain Curmudgeon group, but I suppose Cranky Old Men is close to that. What do you think? Yes, Victoria?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. You could find that those are your people, you know? That could be your new tribe.
Really? Well, thank you. That's so sweet of you to note that. All right, so what are we starting with, Victoria? What's cooking?
Well, okay, so we've got an update on a story that we talked about earlier this week. Do you remember the girl, the woman who was in the, which now turns out to be a Walmart, she licked the ice cream and then put it back on
yum.
The shelf? Okay, so
yes.
The ice cream licker, this has become a national story. This is not going away anytime soon. They have surveillance video that, she opened a half-gallon tub of Bluebell ice cream that does not have the plastic seal
which
on it.
Which is horrible ice cream to begin with.
Yeah. So her boyfriend filmed her licking it and then putting it back on the shelf. And so Bluebell, they started working with police and to identify what was surrounding this woman in the video. They narrowed it down to Lufkin, Texas, and it's at a Walmart. And so Texas police believe that they know her identity. They have her on surveillance video walking out of the Walmart with her boyfriend along with their groceries and whatever else they bought. They believe that they know who she is, but they're doing some more investigation. And it turns out she could face up to 20 years in jail for this.
Wow.
Because
really?
They say tampering with a consumer product is a second-degree felony. It carries a punishment range of 2 to 20 years. And so now the police department in Texas is also consulting with the FDA, and federal charges may also be pending for this ice cream licker. And Bluebell, of course, as soon as they found out what happened, they pulled all of the half-gallon containers from the shelf just to be safe in case...
At that store, yes.
Yeah. So everything has been pulled from the shelf. And they obviously... What obviously was meant to be a stupid prank could now... The video of her doing this has been viewed almost 20 million times. But it also carries a pretty hefty fine. It's over a $10,000 fine.
How old is this person?
They don't know. They haven't said. They believe they know... She looks young. They believe they know her identity, but they're...
And you said it was just a kind of prank.
Oh, yeah. It was just a stupid video.
It feels like it should be some kind of warning, because who knows when you do something stupid like that, that it's going to carry a sentence of 2 to 20 years. You would never guess that. And then what is putting someone like that in jail for 2 years going to do?
Nothing.
Like, ruin her life, and then she's going to come out and do what? Not get a job.
How many of us grew up prankless? How many of us never pulled something stupid like this and either got away with it? The only difference between the era when I was a kid doing stupid stuff and now is that stupid stuff gets recorded by stupid people who think it's funny, or then they post it and it goes viral. And
well, the boyfriend who filmed her, they're also going to arrest him as an accomplice to a felony. But yeah, but Kara's right. If she gets convicted of this on federal charges, she is a felon. So for the rest of her life, she has to be labeled a felon.
Drug dealers and other people that are really committing offenses are getting away with this. Is foolishness.
But I do agree with Kara. This really does need to be an example needs to be made on some level, because kids, you know, you see kids on YouTube doing like the Tide Pod challenge and all that kind of stuff, and all it takes, I'm sure many people have done things like this. Hers just happened to go viral. But I think it does need to be a warning for other kids not to try stupid stuff, because there are real consequences.
Yep. All right, so let's move on. There's a number of people in the news today, and I want to tell a few stories, starting with the son of the late crocodile hunter. Remember Steve Irwin?
Mm-hmm.
And what his son, I'm nosing around Facebook at the moment. I want to talk about what I see posted there right after these words here on today's DJV program. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a 2-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Brace yourselves. This summer, we're going big. Clear some shelf space for the biggest names in hair care. We're talking the lowest prices of the season at Ulta Beauty's Summer Jumbo Event. It's up to 50% off your fave jumbo size shampoos and conditioners like Redken, Matrix, and Kenra. Plus, go big with our buy two, get one mix and match. Stock up on your go-to styling and finishing products from brands like Sexy Hair, Paul Mitchell, and TG. Don't miss out. Event ends July 27th. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, it is the DJV program, 17 after the hour. So I was looking on, I do from time to time while we're on the air, look at Facebook, and I post a few things and have back and forth conversations with people about some things. And this is this is one of those iconic pictures of Robert Irwin, Steve Irwin's son. He posted, there's a picture of him feeding a crocodile. It was taken 15 years ago. And then he posts one that was taken yesterday, and it's the same crocodile, and he's feeding him the same way. You see this, if you go to Facebook and just log on to Steve Irwin, I'm sorry, Robert Irwin, you'll see the pictures. I just find stuff like that interesting. There's nothing compelling about it other than...
Well, I think it's compelling for
wants
people
to be with an alligator.
A lot of people grew up with Steve Irwin. Anyone who is my age, they have the most amazing memories of him. I mean, I remember when I was in elementary school and everyone would give out Valentines to everybody else in the class, and I had Steve Irwin ones. That had really corny puns about animals and stuff like that. But the whole family is amazing, and they still run this wildlife sanctuary.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, he's...
Bindi's awesome. His daughter.
Yeah. They're both great, and, I mean, they were only little kids when he died, but they've really carried on his memory and done a lot of amazing things.
Tradition.
And they've both made names for themselves, too. Robert Irwin's been on... I know you don't love Jimmy Fallon, but he's been on his show a few times with wild animals, kind of showing them off and telling people about them. So he seems like he's really got his life together. He seems like a nice guy.
Good for him. Yeah, I just thought it was interesting. The story of Representative Justin Amash, I hope you know his name, A-M-A-S-H, who has quit the Republican Party, said that he's disenchanted with party politics. He's going to stay in Congress, but he's going to be an independent. Represents Michigan's 3rd Congressional District, made the announcement yesterday, called for others to join him, believing we can do better than the two-party system. I'm with him on that. I think the two-party system, as demonstrated by what's going on right now, his time has come and gone.
So polarizing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Need to have, like the British, most of the European countries have a number of parties, and they all try to work together. They certainly do it better than we do. Congressman Amash said a few months ago that after reading the redacted Mueller report, he believes Trump engaged in specific actions and a pattern of behavior that meet the threshold for impeachment. That didn't make him very popular with hardcore Republicans. He went on to criticize partisanship, saying that when political loyalty is prioritized above the Constitution, the foundation of liberty crumbles. Is that an appropriate statement for the 4th of July? I guess it is.
I think so.
Some value for it. Speaking of that, here's this would be a reason for me not to be a Republican. Steve King, the congressman from Iowa, who's been tossed out of his House committee assignments because of his white nationalist rhetoric, looks as stupid as he is on Twitter. Apparently, he got somebody went after him because of his white supremacist leanings, and then somebody else posted something that he responded to suggesting that he drinks pee. So here's another genius.
Are those two things typically associated?
Right? I don't get it, but...
Anyway. El Chapo! He's not getting a new trial! Damn it! The judge denied Joaquin Guzman Lara a new trial. The trial ended in February, remember? Convicted of murder, conspiracy, drug trafficking, all those good things.
Oh, yeah.
His attorneys asked for a new trial on the basis of a Vice News article that included an interview with an anonymous juror. Juror said several fellow jurors violated the judge's orders by allowing the case, by following the case in the news media. You know, you think this guy's going to get a new trial? Uh-uh. The judge said an average jury would have convicted Guzman because of the amount of evidence. Duh. You think so?
Yeah, the news media didn't brainwash the jurors.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
This guy. Why is he still alive? Somebody should have taken care of him a while ago. 21. What?
They've had him locked in a closet. No one can get to him.
21 past the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Que reste-t-il de nos amours? Que reste-t-il de ces beaux jours?
Why do I have to pronounce it? She doesn't care.
Girls, like torturing you.
Yeah. French lessons. Try to get me to pronounce the new song from Chrissy Hynde. She's got a jazzy take on this French song. Que reste-t-il de nos amours? Ha, 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 ha. This is a song that comes from 1942. Why is she doing this? What, this is not her style normally. What's the deal? We have three new songs we're going to focus on here in our song and music time together in this hour. So what's the reason for this? Anybody know why?
She's just doing a jazz-inspired cover album. So she's
no one
doing,
would expect that from her.
Right. And yeah. So she said she's always loved jazz, and so that's why she's done it. The first song that we played off this album a few weeks ago, we all hated. But this one, I think her voice actually sounds really nice on.
She's got a nice voice, but it doesn't seem like it's Chrissy Hynde.
Yeah.
The Pretenders sounded nothing like this. Okay, next song, next new music comes from Robin Thicke, who has put himself in a good place on the R&B charts again. Fifth number one on the adult R&B song chart list. That's what love can do. Sound like, of course, sounds like Chrissy Hynde to me.
I'm glad he's gone back to this, because when he went to do like Blurred Lines and it was kind of, I don't even know what genre that is, but
yeah.
I don't know. I like his R&B kind of smooth stuff a bit more.
Yeah.
This kind of has like an old school sound to it as well.
A bad R&B for a white guy.
For a white, nerdy Canadian, yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, next on the list of new tunes for us to scrutinize, Billy Gibbons has a new project, the Whisker Brothers, crossing paths as they did. Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top in 2013, and Tim Montana from Nashville bonded over blues rock, beards, and barbecue. They decided to combine all three with a new song called Good Old Barbecue. Their first release under the name of the Whisker Brothers. All right, crank this up for a second. Couple of guys. They probably can get away with this. The song captures the Americana allure of fellowship and food, which this world could use some more of, says Tim Montana. And nothing celebrates the nation's independence like getting together with friends and family. That's what's coming off the queue. It keeps everybody smiling. The cue is the barbecue he's talking about. Good Old Barbecue appears on a new EP by the Whisker Brothers, a loosely food-focused project that also includes the songs Rock-a-Mole.
Rock-a-Mole. Like guacamole? Rock-a-Mole.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Rock-a-Mole, okay. He could have put an accent of goo over the E and then I wouldn't have screwed it up.
Now you know French.
Another one, right? Yeah, that's real. You're having fun with this, aren't you? She's
yes.
having a good time with this. I
am.
Right. Also included in this EP is called, a song called The Sauce is Hot, which is a nod to Gibbons and Montana's latest venture. They got their own hot sauce called Whisker Bomb. Now that has to be a take and a half. There you go, Whisker Bombs. Help yourself to that. Good old Whisker.
That sauce is hot.
Yeah, that sauce is hot. 28 after the hour on the Hot DJV program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency for the area affected by yesterday's 6.4 magnitude earthquake that was felt from Las Vegas to Los Angeles. Democratic candidate for the White House, Kamala Harris, speaking to reporters while on the campaign trail yesterday about the quake back in her home state.
I always praise and have to praise our first responders who immediately take action.
So far, no serious injury or major damage reported. President Trump highlighted a big Salute to America celebration on the National Mall on the 4th of July.
We celebrate our history, our people,
and the heroes who proudly defend our flag.
The Secret Service says two protesters with the Revolutionary Communist Party were arrested for burning an American flag near the White House yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
JV with protein for your brain. How do you like that? Lots of people tune in to find out what's going on. New things for the listeners all the time. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Did I say that already? I guess I did, didn't I? Did I say my name twice? I don't want people
don't
to
know
who I am. I care your campaign.
I don't know how many times you said it.
All right. So a couple of international news of the world focus that we have. We have a focus on what's going on around the corner, up the streets, around your county, around the state, around the country, around the world. A couple of things from Iran. The British Royal Marines have stormed an Iranian ship believed to be carrying oil to Syria. Violation of the European Union sanctions. You know, we have our sanctions, but the Europeans have theirs on Syria and Iran. The acting foreign minister of Spain said the U.S. had asked the U.K. to intercept the ship, and that they did. And they found them breaking the rules. So that's, excuse me, I think what you come to expect The leaders of Iran are no good. Lots of activity with some of the Iranian groups outside of the country that are trying to overthrow, not necessarily the government, but trying to get rid of the Ayatollah. That's pretty interesting. And here's the reason. Here's another reason. Under Iranian law, women can't perform solo concerts, though women do play in ensemble bands. Listen to this. So the soul singer Joss Stone, you know her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was big back in, I want to say, maybe like early to mid-2000s.
Right. So she's been deported from Iran this week as part of a worldwide concert tour. She came to town. She was going to perform. Well, they said she was going to perform, but she said she didn't plan to perform there. She was posting on Instagram an appearance in a video wearing a white headscarf saying, well, we got to Iran, we got detained, and then we got deported. Solo performances, they say, by women are illegal there. She came as a tourist. She wanted to see Iran. She wasn't going to perform at all. But she's been blacklisted because they believe that she might have tried to perform in public. Do you realize what you're dealing with here with these people? This kind of stuff? She's on a blacklist.
What kind of an idiot wants to be a tourist in Iran right now? An American tourist going to Iran?
She's an English tourist, but same, you know.
Oh, that's right. She's English. Yeah, that's right. But still, why would you do that? She's lucky she got out. I think she's lucky that all she got was deported.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's the other side. I mean, that's part of the story, I guess. Yeah. I wasn't thinking about it that way. I'm glad you gave it that twist. I was just thinking.
But also
about
bizarre,
him,
yes.
How
that,
intolerant.
That women can't even perform there by
can't
themselves.
Can't perform, right. Yeah, exactly. That was the point. In, let's see, people in the news department, European Parliament has elected David Sassoli. How you pronounce his name? Are you giving me pronunciation lessons in French, Kara? You want to give me some Italian lessons as well? This guy is a big-time socialist, new president of the European Parliament. He beat out three other candidates. A couple of rounds of voting by members of the European Parliament got 345 votes out of 667. He replaces a former army officer named Antonio Tajani, who will serve in the position for 2.5 years. His first speech, he touched on various topics, including fighting the virus of extreme nationalism in Europe. Yeah, okay. So he wants to have more, sounds like some of the characters here in our country. Let's bring in more of these people coming across the border. We were talking earlier about the problems of having folks coming across our border who aren't invited and aren't really doing it the right way and why it should be our problem. And some of the people in England and England for sure because of what happened at Brexit, but, you know, it's disrupting the entire continent. All the unrest in the Middle East just continues to disrupt not only the continental, but everywhere. The world is upset and disrupted because of what's going on in the Middle East. And the Iranian is, that's just another piece of the mess that's there. And you know what it's all about? Back to oil. Again, even though we are oil independent, that doesn't mean the rest of the world isn't. And as OPEC makes a deal with the Russians, I don't know how many people knew this happened this week, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries and a Russian-led group of 10 non-OPEC countries signing a long-term cooperation deal aimed at preventing crude oil inventory buildup, basically trying to stick it to the U.S. That's really what this is all about. They agreed to roll over a previous deal to curb oil production by cutting a combined 1.2 million barrels a day for 9 months. Group said it agreed to the rollover in view of the underlying large uncertainties and potential implications of the global oil market. Again, because we've become independent, a lot of people have mixed feelings about Obama. I'm like a lot of other people. Some good things came out of the administration, as was the case with most. They're not all bad, and they're not all good. One of the things that I think came from the leadership of Obama's team was making us oil independent. It's a long time coming. Reagan's tried to do it, and I don't know why it didn't work. But they tell OPEC to stick it in their ear. That's all. Give them, all right, ready? Let's give the American salute, the good old American 4th of July salute to OPEC. You ready? 1, 2, 3. There you go. up the Mississippi by the old mill stream. Man, what a bunch of arrogance. The U.S. is one of the world's top offenders when it comes to the creation of solid waste. Duh. What, this is news? This is a new study, supposedly, found U.S. produces 12% of global municipal solid waste. Didn't we talk about this 3 or 4 weeks ago, Victoria?
No,
seems to
I don't think
a story.
So.
No? I thought we did for some
No, this doesn't sound familiar to me at all.
Really? All right. Well, is it a surprise? It may not sound familiar, but is it a surprise?
No, of course not.
We are a healthy nation. We use and overuse things. We abuse the privilege of being an advanced nation. We don't take care. We ought to take care, because if we don't take care, we may enjoy all of the privileges that come with having a lot. But when it comes to what do we do with this stuff afterwards, we haven't begun to see what its impact is on our lives ahead. So anyway, this is something that, and I don't set points of being, oh, those nasty Americans. No, but do something about it, for God's sakes. Easy enough to do. Back to Iran for a moment. They are threatening to enrich uranium. Here we go again. The president, who seems to be on again, off again, hot again, cold again, says his country will begin to enrich uranium in any amount that it wants. After it said it had blown past the uranium stockpile limits established by the nuclear deal of 2015. And I've never was quite clear. We withdrew from it because they weren't, according to the administration, living up to their end of the bargain? Is that
it? Well, it depends on who you ask. Trump wanted to get out of it because Obama did the deal. So that was pretty clear from the very beginning of his campaign. So he said, oh, it's a horrible deal, it's a horrible deal. Well, you know what?
I think he poked a bear, but
now things are a lot worse. And so it just, I don't know. I think it was a huge mistake to get out of that deal without replacing it with something else. But we just pulled the chute, and that's it. And now look what's happening. Now they're angry, and they're defiant, and they're going to keep saying, we're going to do whatever we want. So that's it. I don't think they'd even come to the table with a new agreement at this point.
Well, it's not a good situation.
Sometimes it's better to let sleeping dogs lie. Sometimes it's just better. I don't know. I totally disagreed with him pulling out of that deal.
All right, here's one other item. New Mexico Senator Tom Udall, son of the Stuart Udall, his father was a long-term senator, introducing new legislation push the U.S. toward getting half of its power from renewable energy. It's a pretty good idea. Renewable Electricity Standard Act requires states to get more of their energy from renewable sources every year so that it reaches 50% renewable power, our country does, by 2035.
Yeah. That's a very realistic goal.
Yeah.
That's not hard to achieve.
A lot of solar, wind energy, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Yep. 29 states and Washington plan to meet stricter standards as of April of this year. 8 states and D.C. have met the threshold. 60% renewable power is what they are trying to achieve. And so policy cuts emissions by 50%. And that's a good goal as well. And that this is in league or in light of the news or the conversation we were having a few minutes ago about how oil independent, we become energy independent. That's probably a better way of phrasing it.
Mm-hmm.
Energy independent because of things like this as well. We don't use as much oil. We don't need as much oil. And so our air is cleaner than much of the rest of the world, frankly. European air is pretty sucko.
Hard.
We all know how bad it is in Asia. Our air is really a standard. That's something we can be proud of. It is good. And I don't think it's cost us a lot more, has it, really?
No, it's created so many jobs. Yeah, it's created so many jobs, and it's helped our bottom line. And reverting back to coal, which is an industry that is long gone, it's not coming back. And no matter how many politicians say, oh, we want to bring back coal, it's not coming back. Those jobs are gone. Those factories are closed. And there's no reason to bring it back other than political motivations.
Right.
So
let's get some votes from down there. In a moment, we'll go north to Alaska after a word or two on the DJV program.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Stoda. Along with diet and exercise, sleep is now recognized as an important factor in overall health, and inadequate sleep can have some adverse health consequences.
Adults who sleep less than 7 hours, they have higher likelihoods of weight gain, higher risks for cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and as they get even less and less sleep, actually higher mortality.
Sleep medicine specialist Dr. Timothy Morgenthaler says some simple sleep habits can make all the difference.
It's important to keep a regular sleep schedule or a consistent sleep schedule. Most of us require, particularly if we're well-rested, require a healthy bedtime ritual. And so that may involve, you know, shutting down work, shutting down emails, getting rid of devices, especially that transmit light into the eyes, well before your scheduled bedtime so that you really are setting yourself up for success.
And when it comes to the physical environment, Dr. Morgenthaler says it turns out we do sleep better in a slightly cooler temperature than a warm temperature. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Where is your there? Your happy place. Your go-to destination. Maybe it's that hidden cove by the lake. Or that place an hour and a half away on Route 6 that serves the world's best meatloaf. Or maybe it's home. At Valero, we have the fuel to get you there. Wherever there is. Because Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
This program in part fueled by Valero, top-tier certified quality fuel from Valero, keeps engines running cleaner, better, and longer. They seem to be in an oil mode and a fuel mode and sustenance mode and environmental mode. So here's one, a new study suggesting that we could save ourselves from the worst ravages of climate change by planting a forest nearly double the size of the area of the U.S. How about that? This is a Swiss study published this week in the journal Science. First study undertaken to map the areas where trees can flourish despite rising temperatures and calculate how much carbon they could store through photosynthesis. Concludes that a global reforestation effort, planting trees on 6.9 million square miles not utilized for anything right now, could produce forests capable of storing 205 tons of carbon, which is roughly two-thirds of the excess carbon human beings have added to the atmosphere.
Man, that would be huge, because all the carbon that's not being absorbed by trees, and then, you know, not that long ago we talked about some of the Amazon, the rainforest being cut down. That ecosystem down there is so important to how the rest of the planet it survives with carbon. Yeah. And having so much carbon in the atmosphere is what's heating up the oceans.
Right.
It's
heating up
global impact.
Going up to Alaska yesterday, Anchorage hit 90 degrees, which is the first time on record. That's really hot for Alaska. Hello, it's Alaska. The massive heat dome that's settled up over Alaska is bothering a lot of people, as you can imagine. No air conditioning up there. It's, where are we? 10 before the hour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Your car. It's car. Well, yeah, it is our version of Car Talk. Our auto expert is Nick Miles, and his website is ourautoexpert.com. He's a humble. I'm not only America's auto expert, the world's auto expert. And if you don't believe it, you can figure out where he is today. Are you somewhere grounded in the United States, or are you driving a car somewhere in Europe or Africa? Where are you?
I just got back from Germany, and I'm on my way to Hawaii. So it's not a bad life.
No, it's not a bad life at all. It's perfect. As long as you don't have anybody at home to go to, it makes good sense. You just keep moving.
Obviously, whoever's at home doesn't want me to go home, so there you go.
Congratulations on that one. All right, Tesla has rebounded from a bad first quarter. To what do you attribute the fact that they have produced 87,000 vehicles, actually delivered 95,000? They must have had a few on the rack. So is this a turn of events for Tesla? What do you think there, Pat?
I think it's temporary, my friend. I think it's temporary. Huge discounts. They're throwing discounts at their vehicles. That was the first thing. The second thing is, I think what's happening is a lot of these countries who are offering huge incentives to buy these vehicles, those incentives are drying up. These are for some people, it's the last chance to get their $7,000-$8,000 off of a Tesla vehicle. So I don't think it's going to be there all the time. I don't think it's going to be permanent, but let's see. At least it's a good month for them, and the people at Tesla still have jobs.
Well, yeah, I guess that's a good way of looking at it, positive way of looking at it. Another thing, depending on whether you're in the car business or not, I guess if you don't like making payments, interesting, car owners are holding on to their cars longer, and that's affecting sales, as you can imagine, although I think I saw somewhere that the automobile manufacturers were having a record year. So which is it, or is it both?
Well, I think record year could mean a lot of things. It is definitely profits. These companies are actually working out how to make these cars less expensively, more efficiently. They do that all the time, more introduction of these things. But at the same time, remember, car sales are cyclical. Americans keep hold of their trucks for 12 years. Mm-hmm. So they keep hold of them for a long time. And a lot of people, when a new truck comes out, when it came out 12 years ago, everyone goes, it's 12 years is up. We've had this vehicle. So there'll be certain years where we'll be buying like crazy. At the same time, the population of America isn't exploding, so there isn't more people to buy cars, and those millennials, they don't like to spend their money on anything but food and entertainment, so cars aren't in many of their futures.
Yeah. All right, so maybe I'm looking at my own situation. I keep a car. I buy the same brand of car. Every 2 years, I get a two-year-old. I keep it for 2 years. And I've done that for a number of years. Not so with my trucks on the farm. I've got a bunch of Fords. I've got 150, 250, 350, 450, 550. And I just got one of my 350 had 300 and some odd thousand miles on the engine, and the thing's all rusted out, so I decided to find another one. So that was a 1999. I got a 2004 with a 5.4 gas engine that's really smooth. Truck. I had to put brakes and a couple of things in it, but it's really quite a good truck. I don't want a new truck. I like these older trucks. Yeah, I mean,
new trucks can be crazy, my friend. I mean, you go buy a fully loaded HD truck now, and you're talking about $80,000 and a lot. Yeah.
I spent $6,000 for it. I spent $6,000 for this truck, and it runs great. And it's perfect for the farm. It's comfortable. It's a full cab, so the seat in the back, the dog rides in the back. It's very comfortable, frankly. Anyway,
I think most people know that vehicles lose up to half of their value in the first 5 years. So a lot of people wait until somebody else has paid all the value off of the truck and then they go buy it. But I think by the way, you just need a Ford 650 and then you have the complete set. You'll have all the Russian dolls together.
All right, so you were in BMW land. There's a new music. What is this noise BMW has created? What is this about?
Yeah, so Hans Zimmer has actually made the noise. It's interestingly enough, there's legislation coming in Europe which says that every electric vehicle has to make a noise because they're finding that pedestrians are they're not hearing or seeing cars and they're stepping out on the roadway. We use our ear. It's one of those sensors we tend to use, and the European Union has realized this. They're mandating the sound of cars under 21 miles an hour. They're going to have a sound with them. And interestingly enough, this new iVision Next M vehicle that BMW came out, this all-electric supercar, 600 horsepower, 0 to 60 in under 3 seconds. I saw it revealed in Munich last week. It's going to have a sound. So enjoy Hans Zimmer while you're driving your electric car.
And pay tribute to Lee Iacocca, who passed at the age of 94 this week.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.